Good morning, Sylvia. Lovely day, 18 degrees, midtown, 10% above average for the time of year.
You come within 10 centimetres of me, and I can easily. All I have to do is to summon my auto-butler.
At the Cambridge Arts Theatre, a unique experiment is underway. Actors Richard Stacey and Aisha Antoine of the Stephen Joseph Theatre Company are acting out a range of emotions, while Matt Dobson of EI Technologies is trying to guess how they're feeling using a phone.
Good morning, Sylvia. Lovely day. 18 degrees, midtown. 10% above average for the time of year, with a less than 5% probability of precipitation by mid-afternoon.
I would already be prescribing the medication at this point. That's my interpretation of that emotion. Matt?
What we've got here is we've got some sadness coming through, some disgust, and a little bit of anger and fear towards the end as well.
Oh, so you've got a combination of emotions there.
Yeah, exactly. So often when we speak with emotion, there's more than one present. So you have a primary one and perhaps two or three as well in the background as well.
Wow. Good result, I think. Aisha, are you ready to go?
Oh, Dad, forget it. You wouldn't understand. You're a man.
So sort of tones of happiness there. A little bit of disgust and a little bit of anger there as well in the background.
Aisha, are you seeing that?
Yeah,
are you feeling that?
That's what I was playing. Don't laugh.
So we've heard the actors giving us all their emotion. Matt Dobson, just speaking seriously for a while, what are the applications for this app?
Primarily, we see this for use in psychological therapy. So a big need within psychological therapy is for patients to be aware of their emotion. So as the patient, you would collect your own data, you would be able to go through your information and think about it, reflect on it, write your own notes on it, and then share that information with your therapist at the next session in that setting.
The prototype app, called Expression, is by no means the only health-related app out there. Some just offer useful information or a handy way to monitor your diet or exercise regime. Others go a bit further.
Now, you have a urine sample with you. Is it your urine?
I'm afraid it's not my urine. It's a carefully calibrated lab sample of urine, which we use in the lab.
Mishkin Ingaule works out of Mumbai, from where he gave me this demo of his U-Check app, a mobile urine tester. It works by photographing the results of paper urine dipsticks, which is sent out in the post when you buy the app, with a phone interpreting the results.
So what it is showing me is that this particular urine sample, which I had a glucose of 2000 mg, and I can keep delving into this more if I...